I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on March 2nd, 2020. A brand new IRC client has landed its first major release. Strain abandons the traditional layout of many IRC clients and gives the user an experience that will be familiar if they've ever used more modern messaging platforms like Telegram or WhatsApp. With an easily customizable interface that supports CSS theming, Strain also includes URL preview and regex-based message rendering and filtering features. The cross-platform GTK-based app is now available on Linux, Windows, BSD, and macOS, and the developer is already working on a plugin system to simplify extending the app's non-core functionality. In community news, the EFF is looking to hire a new technology projects director. As a member of the organization's leadership, the post holder will help form policy, oversee a 16-strong team responsible for the delivery of projects like Privacy Badger and Certbot, and manage the EFF's investigative threat lab unit. The organization has opted for an open hire process to try and find the perfect candidate for the role, and there will be more details in today's show notes. Elsewhere in the community, voting has begun to elect three new members to the OSI's board. The initial ballot will run until next Friday and comes while members of the Open Source Initiative are still debating its future stance on social issues. Lawyer and former board member Louis Villa has posed a set of questions to the candidates to try to find out what direction they'd like to see the OSI taking, and members will probably find it helpful to read the responses before they cast their votes. Recent academic research suggests that privacy-conscious users not bothering with Tor could do a lot worse than opting for the Brave browser. The research from Trinity College in Dublin, Ireland, found that unlike Chrome, Firefox, and Safari, Brave doesn't make use of any permanent identifiers that could be used to track users over time. However, the real villains of the web seem to be Microsoft's Edge and the Yandex browser, both of which use persistent identifiers combined with hardware fingerprinting to track their users' activity. And finally today, the Android x86 project has released its first stable version based on Android 9. The new release includes support for both 32-bit and 64-bit x86 processors and offers OpenGL ES3 hardware accelerated graphics on Intel, AMD, and NVIDIA hardware, as well as experimental Vulkan graphics support for new Intel and AMD GPUs. The project's new stock image also includes an optional taskbar launcher, which can remain on screen at all times and provides a start menu-like recent apps tray. And with it also offering support for Android's hidden floating window mode, Android x86 can now offer the same sort of desktop experience provided by more familiar environments. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/114. We'll be back tomorrow.